Hello, welcome to Wired to Make a Difference. This is Sean Hales, and this is the very first episode of what I hope will be many, many episodes, focusing on interviewing people within careers. Now, that may sound a little bit dry, but we're going to spice it up a lot because my goal for many, many years has been working and helping people who are confused about their future, who are unsure about a college major, or who just can't quite find the right career, to get there, to find that unique match for themselves. So I'm creating this podcast as a series that will focus on interviewing, having deeper conversations with people who are already in different fields, different careers. And my hope is that you, the listener, are probably a junior or senior in high school, or perhaps a first-year student or second-year student in college, who is really interested in understanding so much more about the world and about the different jobs that are possible for you. Now, you may also be someone older. That's just fine, too. And our goal will be to talk with some interesting deep conversations. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a person who's been in the mental health field for a very long time. And as you, I hope you imagine, as a person who does that, I speak a lot and I listen a lot every day, every hour of the day when I'm working to the stories that people tell. And in fact, let's talk a little bit about the power of stories, because you may, in this time of your life, you may be looking for information about careers, about college major, and you might be under the mistaken assumption that if you just learned more or read a book or went to a certain website or researched some data in the field or looked at some graphs, you know, that you would have everything that you need in order to select a career. And I do believe that websites and books and data are important in making decisions about career. However, I actually think that we can learn a lot from stories. And it's the stories of the people within that career or job, I think, that can be very compelling and teach us a lot about how to enter that career, how to understand that career. As I was saying, as a mental health person for the last two decades, I've had a lot of conversations with people. And I think you, if you think about it, you may be aware that the conversations that you have with people asking questions or listening don't always get down deeply to what you'd really like to understand. And it may, in fact, be that the kind of conversations you have with people are often more of a tit for tat. You talk for a little while, as they say, and then the other person talks for a little while. And maybe there's not a lot of sharing back and forth. And I found, as a mental health person, that the kind of conversations I have are not like that. You know, the point is not to just tit for tat. You know, you talk and then I talk. The point is to kind of meet at a central place where there's a sharing of information, a sharing of experience, a helpfulness. And that's at the core of who I am, because I do that. My goal when I'm working with people one-on-one is to create an atmosphere where people will feel some respect and honoring of who they are. I bet if you think about this, you probably don't have those kind of conversations very often. I know that's my own experience outside of my work. When I'm going to a coffee shop, when I am interacting with people at a community event, when, you know, taking a hike with a group of friends, sometimes those conversations can be very shallow, where people are just engaging in small talk. And while that can be a lot of fun, and you can learn a lot about from small talk, I really love the kinds of meaty conversations that I can have with people where I know that they're hearing me, and I believe that that I'm hearing them. And that's exactly the type of model I want for our conversations on Wired to Make a Difference. Now, the name Wired to Make a Difference may seem a little strange, And the philosophy behind it is that I do believe that people are uniquely created or gifted with talents, things that you just can do well. And also, I think that people can find an inner purpose that will help them go through life with more happiness, will help them imagine and create a life for themselves that is about making a difference in the world. And so the word, the title, Wired to Make a Difference, is about all of that wrapped up, that we are individuals with unique talents and giftedness that are looking for ways to matter in the greater world around us. So as I'm speaking to that junior in high school or senior in high school, all this time in your life can be fraught with a lot of confusing information about yourself. You know, you get reflected by a score on an SAT or an ACT or by your grades in school. And you can begin to think of, well, my value in the world is based on this grade or this number. And I think if we back up away from that model of I'm just what I do, or I'm just this number of like in some type of meritocracy, you know, I think you would realize that that's not really, for many of us, the answer. You know, achievement in and of itself is not the answer. A higher score isn't always the answer. However, if we can follow a path that lets us know ourselves and our deep inner longings, as well as our giftedness, I think if all of those things can match together, then probably the score you got on the SAT or the ACT becomes so much less important. In fact, it only becomes one of the doorways we all have to walk through. And that's the type of conversations I hope to have. Like, what is the pathway to get to this career that I'm interested in? So I plan on interviewing people who may be in jobs such as cops, you know, a police officer, or someone in the mental health field, since I know a lot of those guys and girls, or people who are teachers or instructors, people who are historians, people who are creating entrepreneurial endeavors for themselves, maybe creating companies within the business world and software, or other people who are helpers, like life coaches or musicians. And so I really have a great crop of potential people to interview that would give you a unique perspective into what it does it take to enter certain careers. Again, could you go to a website and find out what's the minimal GPA required to get into this business school to be this type of person? Or what are the types of classes I might need to take in order to be in that career? And again, I absolutely believe that's important information. But what if listening could give you some information too? And in fact, what if a conversation on Wired to Make a Difference might give you just the right tips and tricks in order to get where you want to be? Now that would be a great conversation to listen in on. And my goal would be to have that as much as possible and to bring value to you in this free setting, right? Podcasts are so awesome in passing on information to people, valuable information to people. We're just willing to take the time and willing to listen in on these podcasts. Another terrific thing about podcasts and about this particular platform that I'm using is you can interact with me. There are ways that you'll be able to send me a note, even drop me an audio a file with your question. And as much as possible, I'd love to include those in our conversations as we move forward. A couple of other ways you can reach me. I do have a Facebook page that's exactly the same name as this podcast, which is Wired to Make a Difference. I also have a website that is called claritycenters.coach, C-O-A-C-H. So those are some ways that you can find out a bit more about me. You can follow along. If I have any newsletter, you can sign up. I also do a lot of posts on Facebook, just general information about careers and learning about yourself. So that would be some other ways that you can gather some information about this career process. This has been terrific. Almost 10 minutes that I've spoken, and I think this is a great introduction to where we're going. So keep your ears open for Wired to Make a Difference.